White working-class swing voters prefer nationalist populism on key 2020 issues. By John Binder on June 27, 2019. White working-class swing voters take nationalist populist stances on the key issues of economics and immigration ahead of the 2020 presidential election, a study concludes. While 2020 Democrat presidential primary candidates line up to decriminalize illegal immigration and provide amnesty for millions of illegal aliens in the U.S., a study from the AFL-CIO finds that the country's white working-class swing voters are on President Trump's side to end illegal immigration and mass deport illegal aliens to reduce foreign competition against American workers. The AFL-CIO study, analyzed by the New York Times' Thomas Edsall, reveals that the vast majority of white working-class swing voters across the country support building a wall along the southern border to stop illegal immigration and mass deporting the 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living freely in the U.S. When asked if they disagreed with building a wall at the southern border, less than 30% of white working-class swing voters said they disagreed with such a policy. Likewise, only 3% of Republican white working-class voters said they disagreed with building a border wall. Similarly, when asked if they disagree with deporting illegal aliens to their native countries, less than 15% of white working-class swing voters said they disagreed with the mass deportation policy. Also, only 1% of Republican white working-class voters disagreed with deporting illegal aliens. Democrat presidential primary candidates like Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, have proposed ending enforcement of Central Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, policies that detain and deport illegal aliens. The AFL-CIO study found that white working-class swing voters by a 56-point margin oppose abolishing ICE and its role in enforcing immigration laws in the interior of the country. Like the issue of immigration, white working-class swing voters tend to support economic nationalist positions rather than Republican donors' preferred economic libertarian policies of cutting entitlement benefits for Americans and tax cuts for the wealthiest of Americans. For example, nearly 60% of white working-class swing voters support increased taxes for Americans earning $100 million or more a year. About 56% of white working-class swing voters said they supported a plan to have the government produce generic versions of life-saving drugs, even if it required revoking patents held by pharmaceutical companies. Another 50% of white working-class swing voters said they agree that social and economic problems in this country are largely due to a handful of wealthy and powerful people dividing us against each other so they can take more for themselves. At the same time, about 52% of white working-class voters said they agreed that one of the main issues facing the country is residents across races and origins refusing to work and expecting handouts, and 54% said they agreed that economic problems are additionally spurred by certain groups failing to work hard and play by the rules. The study is just the latest case in which surveys and polls have found that American voters see a divide between their needs and the agenda of the country's ruling class and their well-connected economic elite friends. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.